Noddy and Scum peered around the curtain at the pandemonium. They nodded uncertainly. Of course, things always went well when you had your big chance.
"We could do Anarchy in Ankh-Morpork," said Jimbo doubtfully.
We haven't got that right," said Noddy.
"Yeah, but there's nothing new about that."
"I suppose we could give it a try."
"Excellent," said Crash. He raised his guitar defiantly. "We can do it for the sake of sex and drugs and music with rocks in it."
He was aware of their disbelieving stares.
"You never said you'd had any drugs," said Jimbo accusingly.
"If it comes to that," said Noddy, "I don't reckon you've ever had any..."
"One out of three ain't bad," shouted Crash.
"Yes, it is. It's only 33%.
Shut up!"
People were stamping their feet and clapping their hands derisively. Ridcully squinted along his staff.
"There was the holy Saint Bobby," he said. "I suppose he was a righteous ass, come to think about it."
"Sorry?"
said Ponder.
He was a donkey," said Ridcully, "hundreds of years ago. Got made a bishop in the Omnian Church for carrying some holy man, I believe. Can't get more righteous than that."
No, Arch-Chancellor," said Ponder. "It's just a sort of military saying. It means the, you know, sir, backside."
"I wonder how we tell which bit that is," Ridcully said. "The creatures from the dungeon dimensions have legs and things all over the place."
"I don't know, sir,"
said Ponder wearily.
"Perhaps we'd better just kick everything to be on the safe side."
Death caught up with the rat near Brass Bridge. No one had disturbed Albert. Since he was in the gutter, he'd become nearly as invisible as Coffin Henry. Death rolled his sleeve up. His hand moved through the fabric of Albert's coat, as if it was mist.
"Daft old fool, always took it with him," he muttered. "I can't imagine what he thought I'd do with it."
The hand came out, cupping a fragment of curved glass. A pinch of sand glittered on it.
34 seconds, said Death. He handed the glass to the rat. "Find something to put this in, and don't drop it."
He stood up and surveyed the world. There was the glong, glong, glong noise of an empty beer bottle bouncing on the stones as the Death of Rats trotted back out of the mended drum. 34 seconds of sand orbited slightly erratically inside it. Death hauled his servant to his feet. No time was passing for Albert. His eyes were glazed, his body clock idled. He hung from his master's arm like a cheap suit. Death snatched the bottle from the rat and tilted it gently. A bit of life began to flow.
"Where is my granddaughter?" he said. "You have to tell me, otherwise I can't know."
Albert's eyes clicked open.
"She's trying to save the boy, Master," he said. "She doesn't know the meaning of the word duty."
Death tipped the bottle back. Albert froze in mid-sentence.
"But we do, don't we?" said Death bitterly. "You and me."
He nodded to the Death of Rats.
"Look after him," he said.
Death snapped his fingers. Nothing happened apart from the click.
This is very embarrassing. She has some of my power. I do seem momentarily unable to,
The Death of Rats squeaked helpfully.
"No, you look after him. I know where they're going. History likes cycles."
Death looked at the towers of Unseen University rising over the rooftops.
"And somewhere in this town is a horse I can ride."
"Hold on. Something's coming."
Ridcully glared at the stage.
"What are they?" Ponder stared.
"I think they may be human, sir."
The crowd had stopped stamping its collective feet and was watching in a sullen, "This had better be good," silence. Crash stepped forward with a big, mad, glossy grin on his face.
"Yes, but any minute they'll split down the middle and ghastly creatures will come out,"
said Ridcully hopefully. Crash hefted his guitar and played a chord.
"My word," said Ridcully.
"Sir, that sounded exactly like a cat trying to go to the lavatory through a sewn-up bum."
Ponder looked aghast.
"Sir, you're not telling me you ever..."
"No, but that's what it'd sound like, sure enough. Exactly like that."
The crowd hovered, uncertain of this new development.
"Hello, Ankh-Morpork," said Crash.
He nodded at Scum,